A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 58. After searching a temple on the planet of Megiddo, the crew of the Tin Sparrow find themselves above the planet, deciding their next move.
So you guys have just left Megiddo, and you're in the Tin Sparrow, and not long after you leave, your holocomms start to ring, and before you is the bust of Mardosh Pox, and he says,
Marzo Blip, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for hours. Don't you all have droids or something to answer these calls? Don't you know that it's important when I call?
All you gotta do is put out a hand.
What? What the fuck?
We've been busy.
This is no time for jokes. This is urgent. Gar Gonzola has taken the Hunter Pill and is headed to Railoth. They're on their way to squash your slave rebellion.
Oh, really?
So, like, we should probably do something?
Stop
that. I guess?
We should stop that.
I mean, that cheesy bitch is gonna probably gonna kill all our friends there.
I have a girlfriend there, so I'm heavily emotionally invested in this.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did too.
We, like, really hooked you up.
She's gonna be mad.
Do we go now? Do we have a time for a snack, or...?
Well, it depends. Where are you?
We're a baby's breath away from Megiddo.
Well, so you guys are still on the other side of the galaxy, a few days away.
Shit.
Y'all better hurry.
Punch it.
Send the coordinates.
Sawbone, but we know where this is.
Okay.
We've been there before. Just go to recent history.
Okay, I'm scrolling.
Keep scrolling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This one.
Ryloth.
Ryloth.
You're calling Ryla.
Oh.
She's here.
Oh,
you don't
my
need
God.
To...
Just hit the thing.
Hey, Siri, take us to Ryla. Ryloth. Shit, which one?
I walk up to Cal with a drink and I hand it to him. You said you wanted a mojito?
Yeah. Now we get to go to Megiddo.
No, we just left Megiddo. We're headed to Ryloth. Just move over.
I left my charger on Megiddo.
Oh, no.
You better hold on to that mojito.
Not you, too.
And you jump into hyperspace. So Mardosh sends you guys like a message that has all the coordinates and details about what's going on. And in this message, it says that Gorgonzola has like teamed up with an older man that no one really knows. And he has like red skin and a white topknot. And that he has kind of like been her right hand the last few months. And that he's been kind of guiding her. And that he's kind of been pushing her to squash out this rebellion. And so she has managed to get all of the Hutt cartel families involved, and they are all gathering their strength, and they are headed to Ryloth, again, to squash out the rebellion that you all started there.
Oh my God.
Squash
that beef.
Squunch it up.
So as you guys exit hyperspace and you fly towards the planet, you see that Ryloth is surrounded by, like, a sort of...
blockade?
Yeah, like a blockade. Like, episode one blockade. Just Hutt ships everywhere.
A blockade! My mojito! I drop my mojito.
I catch it with the force.
Wow.
Nice.
So like a week later, you're still drinking mojitos?
Yeah, man, they're really
good.
He's
been on a bender. He hasn't stopped asking for them.
I put creatine in them.
Oh, that charger really fucked him up.
Creatine mojito.
Oh,
I'm a buff boy now.
But still no new muscle mass, though.
Watch this! And I chunk the glass at the sidewall.
It bounces off.
Nailed it!
It doesn't break or anything.
Sometimes being strong is about control.
I was going to say, wouldn't that bring your paunch back if you just drank a bunch of creatine and didn't work out?
No, I've been doing push-ups.
How many?
Three.
Hold on. Aren't one of your arms robotic?
Yeah, I've been doing one-arm push-ups, but it's my robot arm. So it's really not as impressive as I think it is.
Been holding the mojito with the other one.
He does one push-up, drink.
Sip.
One push-up.
Okay, so anyways, as you guys draw closer to the planet, your holo terminal begins to ring.
Golly, this thing won't stop.
It has been a week.
Send it to machines.
Hello?
PN answers.
Yeah, Doug, have a conversation with yourself.
But Brittany said hello.
Yeah, I did. Hello?
Damn it. Why do we even have this machine if we're
this,
not going to get messages?
This is why we have this machine.
Hey, Brittany. Brittany picked up the phone. That's the recorder's name.
Hello. There's no one here to answer the phone right now. May I help you?
That is my favorite. I've never heard you do that accent before.
How may I direct your call?
This is Mardosh trying to get a hold of the crew.
Mardosh. Straight to junk.
He hangs up and
tries again.
Yeah, tries again.
And the thing's ringing. Someone answer it.
Hello.
Oh, God damn it.
No one is here to answer your call right now.
Can you see if anyone's available? Sawbone or something.
Sawbone. Straight to junk.
Okay, well. What about Chub Rub?
Chub Rub is unavailable right now.
Oh my god. What about PN15?
PN15. And then it starts ringing.
Hello?
We are going to make him talk to himself.
It had to happen.
That is DMing 101.
Just for a minute. We'll come rescue.
Y'all forced my hand.
I'm not sorry.
Well, this will be good.
Hello?
Hey. Where the fuck is the crew?
I don't know. I'll never kill.
Listen here, you hung up junk. I ain't got time for this kind of bullshit. Go find Mark Kenobi and smack him.
Okay.
And then go find Chump Rub, Sawbone, Kale, and that new Twi'lek chick, whatever her name was, and smack them too.
Wow.
Well, that's rude. So I'll definitely go hit Marky, and I'll definitely go hit Kale, but I'm not touching Chump Rub. He'll fuck my world. And then I'm not gonna touch Sawbone, because he will take aim, use Deadeye, and shoot me straight in the face. And then I'm not getting near Ryla. She scares me the most. But yeah, I'll definitely go hit Marky and Kale. I'll be right back.
And make sure to tell them to answer their fucking calls.
You got it.
And then PN hangs up and he heads to Marky. Where are you, Marky?
I'm in the common room just playing with my soap.
Your soap carvings?
Yeah, my little soap carvings.
All right, so PN walks into the room, and if you remember, he is no longer a scrawny little hunk of junk. He is now a big droid.
He's a big robot?
Yeah, you guys upgraded him.
He's
yeah,
a K2.
I turned him into a battle droid.
So he walks in, and he walks up behind you, Marky, and he hits you in the back of the head.
Ow! Oh, did I really get a concussion?
It was 37 damage.
Oh my god! He's gonna need to rest before he can even get off the ship.
But your options were 37 or 73, so I mean, take your pick. I mean,
I'll take the 37, but as a natural like defense mechanism, like instantly, my lightsaber turns on and I swipe just boom, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where it lands. That's up to you. But
well, you cut your soap things in half.
I'm not that dumb.
Cruel.
Damn.
That's very cruel.
Answer your fucking calls.
And he walks away to find Kale. What's Kale doing?
I'm hiding.
come out wherever you are.
It just became a Halloween episode. I'm peering through the slits in the closet.
He's after me. Call him off.
I'm so scared right now. I'm like recording myself.
Peekaboo.
So he finds you.
Oh, God!
And he pulls you out by your leg.
You little shitbird!
And he leans over you and he raises a hand and he says,
"Answer your fucking calls!"
Smack! And he hits you.
The Joker.
And he hits you for 13 damage.
I got what I fucking deserve.
And everyone else, if the holocom rings, fucking answer it, okay?
I lost my phone. I think I left it in the apartment on the couch.
Not your holo pad, the holo terminal in the center of the ship.
And just then, the holo terminal begins to ring again.
Trevor looks around.
Well, I'm not fucking answering it.
Fuck PN. I'm not answering that
I
shit.
I answer it.
Hello?
Salvo. Finally, someone answers the calls on this ship. Tell me, did PN come hit you with the back of the head like I told him to?
No, I heard he hit Mark, though. I could hear him across the ship.
Oh, that was from you?
Yeah, sure as fuck was.
Okay, I've got something coming for you.
Okay.
Side quest.
Well, if you just answered the call.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Delivery's on its way.
Listen, I'm just trying to help you guys get past this blockade. I mean, I don't know if you see it out there, but there's just a ton of HUD ships. But I mean, if you just want to fly by and get blasted out of the sky, that's fine.
How do we get to the blockade?
We need some help.
How do we get through there?
Finally, someone's talking some sense. So, our plan is for you guys to flag your ship right up onto ours. And then what we'll do is we'll change your ship's name or something, you know, and that way when you fly past the blockade, they'll think you're part of my crew, and then you'll be able to infiltrate. And that way when you get on the ground, you'll be able to, you know, get down there and hopefully aid the people of Ryloth.
Sounds like the best plan we've got.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Ship name? Ship name ideas?
Is there anything on the list they're already looking for?
Well, thanks to Verbok and his, you know, meticulous note-keeping. The HUD Council knows that you guys use that ship under the name the Ten Sparrow most often, and sometimes you call it the Phantom. But knowing that ship model, I would guess you probably have at least two open name slots, so, you know, you should be able to slap anything in. Just you need to come up with a new name.
The Riker Picard.
I like that name. I vote for Riker Picard. I vote double for that. You get zero votes now.
What about the Nirenge?
What?
Or the Farrenge?
What about just the Borg?
Yeah, you want a Borg?
Oh, I always thought Enterprise would make a good name for
the charcuterie
ship.
Borg. Done.
Okay, you know, I've always really liked Firefly.
Oh, yeah, Firefly.
Oh, Firefly.
Serenity.
The Dunder Thunder Mifflin.
You know, maybe it's because I've been in space for a few weeks, but I kind of miss, you know, the luxuries of being at home, and God, I miss a good charcuterie board, and so I think charcuterie Borg is a good way to go. That's the name we're going to go with.
It's great.
Charcuterie Borg it is. Let's go.
Charcuterie Borg.
All right. So you guys are able to find his ship amongst all of the blockade, and you guys fly up next to it. You guys change the name of your ship, and he then gives you, like, flight codes that he then also sends out to the rest of the HUD cartel fleet to let them know that you're, like, part of his crew. And you guys are now able to fly down to the surface of the planet. And he says,
"We need you to head back down to Kaladin. Your rebel friends are all stationed there. We tried to send them a battle droid a few days ago, but the ship was shot down. If you guys could get down there, meet up with your rebel friends, and then retrieve that battle droid, you guys could really change the direction of this war in their favor."
Do we need to repair the droid?
If the droid took any damage in the crash, then probably. But I cannot stress enough how important this battle droid is to the rebel insurgents down there. This droid will really help them win this fight. But meanwhile, I have to stay up here and continue to pretend that I agree with Gorgonzola and this plan of hers to enslave this planet. I'm not down with that. So I'm acting as a...
double agent.
Exactly. A sort of double agent. But I will support you guys any way I can.
Do we trust...
yeah, we trust.
Mardosh.
Yeah, we trust Mardosh. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it sounds to me like we're probably going to have to kill her before this is all said and done. So, I mean, I hope you're up for promotion.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but it does seem rather inevitable.
Let's do it.
But I don't know if you guys remember this. She tried to arrest Verbok for the murder of Numbris.
Yep. It's messed up.
She and I have not been on good terms ever since.
It's messed up, Gancho.
Anyway, you guys need to get going. But again, here's the plan. You get down to the planet side. You need to find your rebel friends. You need to find and repair that battle droid. And stop Gorgonzola. She has to be stopped. Good luck.
And he ends the transmission, and you guys fly away from his ship, and you head down to the planet, and you have no problem getting past the blockade. You guys are able to fly down to Kaladin City, and as you approach, you see that it looks nothing like it did the last time you all saw it. The city streets are pockmarked with craters from explosions. There's blaster marks all over the buildings and the streets. There's nobody around. It looks deserted. Windows are blown out. Doors are blown off. You know, it looks like a war zone.
Damn, they really fucked this place up.
This is what it's like after a rebel fight.
Is this our fault? Did we do this?
Well, I mean, we helped. We may have initiated it.
We created a rebellion.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's fair.
So you guys land the ship on the edge of the city, and you get off of the Tin Sparrow, and you guys make your way on foot through the city. And again, it looks abandoned. There are smoking craters. There's, downed ships. There's a couple of abandoned speeder bikes here and there that look like they've sustained damage. You know, there's like...
a single tumbleweed.
Yeah, like a single tumbleweed, yeah.
Hang on, guys. I know how to find them. More. Rebel, yeah, come on.
Oh my god.
I don't think that works. No one's coming.
You guys continue to make your way down these abandoned streets, and you can hear in the distance the sounds of war. You can hear the blaster fire and explosions like way off in the distance, and the wind is just howling through these empty streets.
Hey,
and
Kale,
the sun is beating down on you all.
Yeah?
You can call your girlfriend.
Should I call her?
You can try.
We gotta get a hold of someone on this planet so we can meet up with people.
Give me some perception checks.
34.
27.
All right, if no one got above a 34, doesn't see anything. So if no one got anything higher than that, then y'all don't see anything.
There ain't nothing here. Let's move. Let's head towards the blaster fire.
And you guys continue down the street, and you begin to hear what sounds like birds chirping. Give me another round of perception checks.
Mark, is that your stomach?
What?
When you get hungry, your stomach chirps.
Yeah.
I think you might be hungry, bud.
I told you guys that we needed a snack.
23.
34.
Nothing.
24.
Yeah, again, if you guys didn't get above a 34, then y'all still don't see anything.
Cool. Let's keep moving.
And before you guys can even take another step, suddenly you're surrounded by rebels. Much like that scene in Solo where all those guys just popped out of fucking nowhere. They're all over the place, in buildings, out of windows. They all have their weapons drawn and pointed at you all.
I slaughter them all.
Well,
the women.
The children too.
Okay, so no one has fired anything yet, but they all have like rocket launchers and heavy blaster rifles all pointed at you.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, we created this rebellion. Chill, bruh.
And you guys hear a voice call out from the rebel group. You hear them say, "Hold your fire."
Thank you.
And from one of the buildings through a window appears Sordra. She climbs out the window, and they all still have their weapons and stuff drawn on you, but she slowly approaches the group.
Bay.
She sees Kale, and she runs at him, and she throws her arms around him. She gives him a big fucking kiss.
Oh, you wouldn't want those lips.
That was my teeth. You smacked your teeth against mine. That was great.
Hey, when's the last time he called her? Because hasn't it been like a year since we went into lockdown?
I sent emoticons.
Those were dick pics.
Like I said, emoticons.
Those are just cucumbers.
So she pulls herself away, and she looks at you all, and she asks,
What are y'all doing here?
We're here to rescue you.
Just you?
No, all you rebels, scum.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
And we got to repair that droid that we sent.
There's a bunch of pissed off huts up there that are going to come and, like, wreck all your shit, so we're trying to help.
Yeah, and we got some skin in the game. There's a bad guy. He's nasty.
He's a bad guy.
He used to be my father figure.
He used to be his father figure. He used to be our...
Faja.
Our token old man.
This is a lot to take in. I must admit I'm very excited to see all of you, but where's really Ro?
Oh, he dead.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That old man that we're talking about, he killed him.
Yeah. Oh,
such a shame. Without Willy Ro, we would not have been able to even start this rebellion. But we're glad you're here. It sounds like you've heard of the droid that we lost.
Yeah, the huts told us that the droid's dead.
The
huts? The good hut.
Oh, okay.
There's a good hut.
We got an inside hut.
Okay, I'm not sure about that, but I mean, if you trust him, then I guess I must trust him too.
He's the one who alerted us to the situation here, so...
Okay, well, we need all the help we can get. We sent Bongarts and Chindi out to retrieve it, but we have not heard from them in hours.
Probably not a good sign.
Well, can you point us in the direction of where this droid is?
And she like gives you the coordinates of where the ship went down. And she says,
again, I just want to thank you so much for coming to save us and help us in this cause. I mean, again, without Willie Rowe's donation, we would not have even been able to start this rebellion. And I mean, we had no idea the Hutts would bring their full force to squash it. But now that you're here, we actually have a chance. And I just can't believe you're here. And
she gives Kale another huge kiss.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be here too. I don't know if you noticed, I'm a buff boy now, so.
You're also like part droid.
You're in good hands.
Before we leave the group, I pull a couple soap bars from my pocket and I just hand it over to her.
And she just takes them from you, I guess?
Any assistance you needed, you said.
Whoa, bro. You see my girl got stank?
You couldn't smell her if you tried.
No knows how it is.
I mean, no offense to this nice rebel bunch, but I hope you brought more soap because they all need it.
I only had two bars.
My species is incredibly sensitive to smell, and I just got to say, goddamn.
It's been a long rebellion, I can tell.
She just kind of shrugs and hands them off.
Well, enjoy the soap.
And she says,
thank you for these. We do really need supplies, so I do greatly appreciate it. I mean, with the pandemic and everything.
That happened here, too?
I mean, it happened everywhere. But, I mean, it was kind of nice to have a year off, you know, just kind of relax and not have to worry about this rebellion so much, you know?
By the way, did you watch The Next Sioux King? That shit was fucked up.
No, must have missed that one.
Hey, do you want to come with us?
No, I need her here safe.
No. I want to see how this plays out with you two.
Yes, I too would love to see how this plays out between Kale and I, but you see, our scouts say that the enemy has ion cannons. I mean, they were able to shoot the transport ship out of the sky. They will surely shoot your ship out of the sky as well. As you see, we do have these three speeder bikes, but two of them are in need of great repair.
We got somebody for that.
I got it.
Chubrub opens his bag and like takes off his jacket and pulls out a pair of overalls and puts those on.
Yeah, there you go.
And then he starts repairing.
Oh my god, Chubrub and Oshkosh Bagosh. I need to draw it.
Okay, first and foremost, give me some perception checks while you check out the bike and see what needs to be fixed.
30 on perception.
Damn.
All right. So you guys are able to tell with those perception checks that one of the bikes just needs a quick tune-up, and the other is missing some parts of its engine, like a power cell and a directional steering vane.
Sawbone, can you hold this right here and help me out?
Yep.
28 mechanics on the first one.
While they were working on the first two bikes...
You fixed the first bike with ease, Daniel.
While they're working on the first two, I went over to the third one, and I'm doing the classic, like... I'm a man kind of thing where you stand at the hood and you kind of look at it and you kind of wiggle things around like you know what you're doing, but you're really not. That's what I'm doing with the third
bike.
The
hilt of your lightsaber.
Yeah,
just
I'm taking
tapping
the hilt
things.
And I'm just like tapping things.
Marky, that's the cargo hold.
What's up?
That's the cargo hold.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff in there.
Hey, Sordra.
Right, this other bike
needs a power cell. Do you got any spare ones?
Unfortunately, we don't. Our resources are very limited due to the pandemic and, you know, supply chain issues. But feel free to look around the town. You may be able to find some in some of these bombed out buildings. There may be some scrap around that you could probably use.
Hey guys, I think I almost got it. And I pull something else out of the third bike. Is this it? Is this the power cell?
Oh my god.
No, that's just someone's cargo. Put it back in there.
Oh, this is... Okay.
That was a Zune. How did you even get a Zune?
All right, so...
From Peter Quill?
So she points you towards the building that she believes will have scrap and parts and power cells and whatnot. And you guys begin to head that way.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey everyone, and thank you for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. I know it has been a while. Trust me, I'm fully aware. Listen, this is the episode where my mic was off for about an hour and a half of our recording time, so I had to re-record all my stuff that you've heard up until this point and up until a little bit into the next half. Yeah, that fucking sucked. So it took a while, and I apologize greatly. It was terrible. But thank you so much for listening to this, and I hope you guys also listened to our Life Day episode this last year. It was a lot of fun to do. It was way different. I know I didn't record any like breaks or anything like I normally do in that one, so I just want to say thank you so much for sticking with us and supporting us. Hopefully, and I say this every time, but hopefully it's true this time that like I'll be able to get episodes out faster. This one was daunting. It really caused me a lot of stress. There was like 3 months where I didn't touch it because I literally was too anxious to work on it. It hurt. It hurt to think about. It was such a colossal fuck up on my part to not have my mic on, and I just didn't want to deal with it. But here we are. I think it sounds pretty good. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Go check out our Patreon. Go check out our Discord. You can find all of that information over on 8bitsaga.com. You can follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. There's named characters in this episode. There's named characters in the Christmas episode. Sorry, the Life Day episode. Thanks all of you for tweeting about the show and supporting the show. I'm going to keep this short because I just want to get back into this episode. You guys have waited so long for it. You don't want to listen to me. So on that note, let's get back to it. And I think that's it. Yep, that's it. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Bye. Enjoy. So you guys enter the building, and as you walk in through the main doors, you see that there's this long hallway in front of you, and to the left and to the right, there are passageways, like doors that lead off this main hall, and directly in front of you, about halfway down this hall, is like a big blast door that's doing that like malfunctioning open-close, kind of slamming against each other. This place, again, is blown out. There's debris and trash all over the place. There's blaster marks all over the walls and floors. Sand and dirt from outside all over the floors. I mean, this place just looks run down, dilapidated. Like, it just looks terrible, right? So, you guys enter, and what do?
I'm going to try and use the force to sense other living things in the building, or at least as far out as I can.
Use the force, Chubbs.
I'm going to spin kick one of the doors.
That was good.
Chubrub is still in his overalls, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're so adorable. Cute.
He's going to do the like the Karate Kid and put like one leg up and put his hands out and just try and do
the crane pose.
Yeah, do the crane
pose.
Trying
to get some art made.
I need this fan art right now.
I know.
Chubbs in crane pose wearing
an overall
with one side undone.
With a little bit of grease smudge.
Yes.
The use the force check is a 42.
42? Okay. So you get into this Karate Kid pose, and for whatever reason, it is like Zen for you. Like, you tap into the force, you reach out, and you are able to sense like the rebels nearby in other buildings, and you can sense Sordra like 4 blocks away. You can obviously sense, you know, the crew around you, and as far as like in the building with you, you can sense like Womp Rats and other,
ooh,
your favorite.
Yeah, and other scurrying little creatures and stuff. But aside from that, that's all you really sense. I mean, it's just like the rebels and the crew around you, and that's about it.
All right, if I see a Womp Rat, I'm fucking eating it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And yeah, you sense what you would, you know, sense in an abandoned building. You know, rats, bugs, things like that.
Well, I don't feel any people or things.
No people, dope.
Can't speak to robots.
No people, dope.
And I drop kick the broken door.
Do it. Hit it again.
I'm a buff boy.
Roll the attack.
Since the door isn't open in front of us, I'm going to go in the room to the left and start looking for a power cell.
Okay. I do want to see how this plays out, though, first, Sawbone. So I just want to see Kale attempt to attack yet another door.
Which has never backfired.
Just give him a second.
32.
Okay.
On the door? On the big door in front of you?
32 on that broken door.
You definitely leave a dent in it with your metal hand.
And I like do like a presentation hands.
You're welcome.
It's still broken.
Don't you also have a good mechanics?
Meanwhile, we all are talking about this. Sawbone goes to the left and enters into a room.
Yeah, he just sees Kale do a running punch on the broken door.
Shakes his head.
Yeah. Takes the left.
Which is pretty much exactly what he did IRL too.
I'm going to follow in behind Sawbone.
I'm taking video of Kale and I'm posting it to Twitter.
I start digging through all this shit around me looking for a power cell. All
right, give me some perception checks.
34.
24.
So you guys look around and you dig through trash and stuff, but you guys don't find anything that will work.
I keep moving around looking.
Cut back to us at the door and I've got my lightsaber out. And I'm like swinging at the door.
You're doing that one thing.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Watch, I saw this in a movie once.
Sticking in the one space where the doors aren't.
Yeah, it's where it's a gap, so yeah. It looks like it's going in.
Okay, hold on, real fast. Sawbone and Riley, you guys are still looking around real fast. Can you give me some perception checks?
My next perception was a 32.
Oh, we should probably go with them.
Oh, no, we're straight up on this door.
Y'all straight up dicking around.
Yeah, we're dicking around with the door.
Chub Rub is filming this for Fail Army.
And I had a 26.
Okay, so you guys still don't find anything, but this time, now that you guys have moved on into like this bigger room, you see at the far end that there is a droid.
It's okay. A droid. You got a picture for him?
Is it a live droid?
It appears to be powered down.
Let's move to that droid and see if we can take its power cell.
Okay, follow in your lead.
All right.
Before we get to the droid, I tell everyone there's a droid in here that we're going to inspect. Everyone should come in here.
Okay, while it cuts back to us, before we do it, because you called, but I've got Kale lifted with the Force in the air like a Superman, and his fist is forward, and I was about to ram him into the door with his metal fist.
I guess we'll stop.
Okay, well,
whatever.
All right, so you guys go and join them in the other room.
Okay, so we're at the droid.
Chubbs, could you help me figure out this droid?
Before you guys can even take a step closer, the droid's eyes light up and it points its blaster arm at you. And I think that B has something he wants to say.
Roll initiative.
Boom. There it is. Boom. Yeah. So while you guys are rolling your initiative, I'm going to show you guys this picture. I'm going to explain, kind of describe it to the listeners. So these are Hutt security or Hutt war droids. They kind of look like battle droids, like their heads, but they have like a Hutt body, but slim, but with like a tail. And they have one arm that's like a vibro knife or vibro sword almost. And the other arm is like a blaster arm. But they, yeah, they move on the tails. They stand upright, kind of like Hutts. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking like a mix of like a robo Hutt and like one of the battle droids from like episode 1 or something, right?
Okay, we're going to start here. Jer, what is your initiative?
Well, hello, sir.
Oh, hello.
Mine is a 20.
Sawbone?
33.
Now, Ryla.
22.
Chubbs?
32.
Kale, baby?
31.
Oh, very, very good. Going with the
British. I think you guys were doing a British accent. Yes.
This is what we're doing.
Quite.
And the droid goes first.
Hello, droid.
What? I thought, is he even awake? You said he wasn't awake.
He just woke up and
it powers on and actually, takes the shot.
The droid does go first.
Hello, Mr. Droid. Can we have your power cell?
I just came to the droid to try and get a power cell. I wasn't rude at all.
Yeah, Ed's doing this new thing called diplomacy. We've never tried it before. He's going to reason
with the droid.
I mean, I wasn't rude to Brendan at all.
It's true. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No one's rude.
So he's not shooting at Sawbone.
Shoot me. He's definitely shooting at Jeremy.
Yeah, the closest one to him, Sawbone, he is definitely not shooting at him.
No, but you know who's the second closest?
Probably Ryla.
Exactly. You know who else was talking shit?
Oh, yeah.
Ryla.
Oh, shit.
So it's going to, as soon as it activates, it's going to zip on forward and take some slashes with its sword arm. All right. He is going to do a double attack on you.
Double attack.
Is he so lonely?
He's going to be slicing.
This is why he's fighting. We're not the bad guys.
Let's try and talk it out, mate.
So the first one is a 24. And the second one is a 27.
Oof.
Well, your reflex defense is a 27. So you only need to roll a block for the second one.
28.
So you beat it.
I did
son
beat
of
it.
A whore. Okay. Next up is Sawbone.
Where is the power cell on said droid?
Probably right in its chest.
Yeah, you can probably, yeah, you can.
Cool.
Hazard
I'm
going to
take aim and use Deadeye and shoot it in the face.
Okay. So, the usual?
The usual.
Excuse me, sir. Is your power cell in your head?
Negative.
I'm going to shoot you there.
36.
Yeah, 36 hits.
33
damage. Okay. All right, Chub Rub, it's your turn.
All right. Chub Rub's going to be like,
all right, now I need you to calm down now. So just stop caterwauling.
And I'm going to try and force grip it and just hold it still. It's a 45.
45?
45 to grip it and hold it still.
I mean, yeah.
Takes 16 damage, and he holds still.
Hey, y'all, I got him held still. Someone, like, eat that power cell out. Let's get out of here.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Terrible. Never do that again. All right, next up is Kale.
I guess, am I up close? Is that me up at the closest? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and shoot on the guy. A couple of times.
Shoot it in its face, though, because the damage a power cell.
I mean, I'm just going to
shoot it wherever the fuck you want.
Exactly. I'm just going to shoot.
Please don't damage the power cell.
I'm going to try and aim for its weaponry. I'd like to disable its
arm. Okay.
I assume
one of the arms
is the blades, and the other arm's got the... It looks like a flamethrower, but I'm sure it's like a blaster.
Blaster on one side, blade on the other.
I'm going to shoot a blaster.
Okay.
It's a 28 for the first shot.
Ooh.
Tie goes to the runner. It's a hit.
Sweet. If the... 28 hit. This second one definitely did.
Okay.
It's like a 34. Oh, it's a 44. Excuse me.
Holy shit.
16 to 22.
It hit twice.
I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but we're pretty high level now.
Yeah, we are very high level. 39 for the first one.
Yeah.
31
for the second one. And this was all to the arm?
I was going to try and disable his arms.
So you said blaster arm.
If one blows off his arm, I want to shoot at any other one.
I don't know if 39 could do it.
Okay.
But maybe like 40 does it.
Okay.
So like...
Saucy. I love it.
But 71 on one arm definitely
takes that one arm off. I'm gonna shoot his blaster. Right off.
And the arm falls off right onto the floor.
Yes.
Free blaster!
All right, Ryla, you're up. Oh, this thing's on top of you.
Does he still have a hold on it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to use my saber and try to, like, get it right in the frontal lobe.
Right in its robot brain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That Totes. Area.
Let's see it.
So 29 to use my great saber.
29 for the attack? That's a hit.
24?
24 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a glancing blow. You didn't, like, stick your lightsaber straight through its head. You... just sort of like
grazed the top.
Yeah, grazed the top of the side.
Mm. I mean, it still took, I mean, you know, it like burned it away. So it took a big chunk of it.
Had 24 damage, right?
Did I Carl him?
It's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Spoilers.
And he survived. Oh.
All right, that brings us to Mark Kenobi. All
right. I mosey on past everyone.
In the midst of battle, just going to casually waltz his way over.
Is it a mosey or is it a saunter?
he saunters.
A saunter and a real cool, very, very Huckleberry way.
Well, that's more of a strut.
And I've grown a mustache as well. instantly.
Wow.
Wearing a cowboy hat. And I take my lightsaber out.
Mock Holiday.
Mock Holiday. And I do a power attack.
Okay.
Oh, nat 20.
So what was the total?
55.
How do you have...
Sorry, 45. 45. No, I'm sorry. Holy shit.
You use the force check as a plus what?
Hold on.
Don't do math, kids.
Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm waiting.
Hold the phone.
Fuck's sake.
44.
Okay.
What is happening?
So you use the force check as a plus 24?
Yes. No. Plus 19.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any... give me your stuff.
My force
give it all to
plus
me here.
19.
That's Are you wrong. Adding in British
You're
metric?
Wrong.
No, I'm not.
Jared, weren't you adding in British metric before?
I mean, my use of force is 22.
Yeah. Come on, man.
What's his wisdom?
A nat 20 plus your use the force would be a 39.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. 39. Sorry. I was adding the 25 plus on the other page. My bad.
Okay.
So that's plus 5d6.
Okay. I'm just like...
So that's plus 5d6. Okay. Math.
Yes.
I'm telling you, kids, D&D is so bad for you. There's so much math.
All right, now roll
now
for
I'm
the attack.
Do my attack roll.
Thank goodness.
A nat 20!
Wow.
Holy shnikes.
Two in a row?
So yeah, it is. So that's
5d6.
5d6 plus your
D10s.
Your 2d10s.
So there's 51, so 102 damage total.
What?
That's double.
Wow.
Yeah, that's double 51.
Wow.
Do you have a war cry for that swing, Jer?
Yeah. You tell me how this goes down.
Golly. So I chop off one limb. I do a twirl, chop off the other limb.
Well, one limb's already gone. Because yeah,
I'd still chop it off.
Because he took off a limb.
You chop off where the nub used to
right.
be.
Right. I get real clean on the edge. Yeah,
so just like a little chunk of like the shoulder nub yeah. falls off.
I do yeah. the other one. And then I cut it off at the waist where the snake thing goes.
Where the
and
snake
then
goes.
As it's falling, I do a quick back turn and then chop the head off at the neck. And then the body hits on the floor and the chest opens up and okay. it goes, and the power cell is sitting there.
Steam comes out.
Incredible.
Perfect.
Incredible.
And then, battle cry. Say goodbye to your motherboard for me.
Your mother.
Borg or board?
Good. Board.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay, so it is laying on the ground. Its chest not just bust open and a glowing golden
on!
Light yeah. spill out from it. Like,
you said I could make it up.
Well, how you kill it.
Yeah, up until a point.
Yeah.
It was close. It was close, though.
So I'm going to need some mechanics checks from our mechanic boys to see if we can mechanics it open.
It's 14 from me.
It's 29.
30 okay. for Chubrub.
Y'all open it
26.
Up. You find its power cell, but unfortunately, it is not compatible.
Apparently, this doesn't work.
How do yeah. we know it's not compatible?
Well, because he looked at the one
it's
from
USB-C,
the bike.
It's USB-C, and yeah. we have an Apple device.
We don't have the adapter.
Not quite powerful enough.
Wait, can we strap some like other things to it to make it more powerful?
Well, you could keep looking through the building.
Just keep looking, fellas.
Can we Shamazon a converter?
I don't think they'll deliver through the blockade.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless you tip them really well.
And we run to the next room.
Okay, so you'll go into, what is that next hallway? You guys are in that center corridor. There is another blast door directly in front of you that's pointed, like, towards me. That one is open, and so you can see into that room that you couldn't do from the other side. Although you can see on the blast door that's still kind of trying to open, you can see scorch marks from Marky's lightsaber, as well as a little... as like,
tiny baby. Yeah,
as well as like part of the dent like from
the dent
Kale's
Kale hit it.
Punch. Yeah. Again, you guys are in that hall. You guys can see through the open blast doors into this other room that's the one that's closest to me.
The one with the bed in it?
That is not a bed. It is... It's like a
salt packet.
It's a salt packet. It's a Splenda packet, it's actually. Splenda, it's just yeah. been sitting on that floor for a long time. It turned brown.
It's a now, huge Splenda packet.
Like a dumpster sort of looking things. It's kind of like a
container.
A container. But then there's also a door to, let's say you guys are facing me, so then there's a door to your left.
I'm going to the left.
All right. It's just
a room?
It's an empty room.
No power cells?
You have to give me some perception checks. I mean, there's junk and shit everywhere.
Baby. Yeah, Chubrub's going to start rooting through the junk.
I'm
going
to Google this room.
Definitely not, but it's a 7.
Yeah, but at 14 perception, it's 21.
32.
I got a nat 1 for perception.
Yeah, you still don't know what you're looking for.
I got a 30.
30, 32, and what about you, Britt?
32.
Nope, you guys don't find anything in that room. That room is empty.
On to the next room.
On to the next room.
Onward, fellows.
All right, you guys enter into... that's where you guys went. You guys are now in the center room here. Right in the center.
Yep, perfect.
On the sugar packet.
Got it.
On the Splenda packet.
Yeah, you guys see there's like a dumpster sort of thing right in the center of the room. There's, again, boxes and shit and crates and whatever.
I throw Chubrub in it.
Into the dumpster?
Yeah.
I dumpster dive.
Does he yeet Chubs?
Find it.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Right, give me some perception checks.
33.
24.
31.
25. 30. God, nope. Still don't find anything.
What is this?
But as you guys are searching around the room, you guys near these two other doors that open up.
Oh no. You're serious?
Yep. These doors open up and you find two elevators that are destroyed in the... Floors are kind of crooked and stuff from the platform where the elevators are crooked. The doors open. There are three droids. There's one in one room, two in another. These small rooms, they start to slither towards you. You do notice that one of them is a little bit larger than the other two. in size.
Size doesn't matter, guys.
Are they all different, like a little different, or are they mostly...
They're mostly the same.
Identical.
Just these big old
hut
droids.
So those power cells won't work either.
I mean, the problem was that the other one wasn't powerful enough, so maybe the big one is powerful enough.
Hmm. The bigger one.
Either way, B.
Roll initiative.
Oh, that's your episode.
Wait. Are you going to follow it up with, like, a quip or pieces of shit?
I don't care anymore. You've ruined the only thing that I have.
Yeah, guys, how dare you?
To live.
22.
Okay.
31.
18.
32.
36.
Damn.
Booyah.
Damn.
So, miraculously, first is Kale.
I'm never first.
It never happens.
Is one uglier than the others?
There's one that's a little bigger.
I'm going to shoot that
guy. In size, it doesn't have to, you don't have to like boost it if you don't want to. It's just a, and it's the one on the board that's taller. You see that one in the back corner of that room?
Yeah. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to boost him with my booster shot. 39 for the first one.
That's a hit. Which one are you attacking? Left, right, or center?
Oh, it's a nat one for the second. Oh, I'm sorry, Bubba.
The tall one. The one at the.
Yeah, the tall one. The big boy. The boosted one.
Okay.
So, yeah, I missed with the second shot for sure.
Yeah.
I wiffle balled it.
But the first one's a hit.
Okay. 31 damage. And wherever the last power cell wasn't. I assume he's kind of like the last one.
Yeah, yeah, they're all those hut droids. It's just, again, it's a little beefier. It's a little bit bigger. It's like a foot taller than the other two. I think kind of, maybe not as drastic as like the super battle droid versus the normal battle droids from like episode one, but it is kind of, it's just bulkier. It looks more hut-like. Like it's a little wider, bulkier than the image I showed you guys.
Next up after our boy Kale is going to be Young Chubbs.
All right.
You guys, their power cells didn't work, so ion times?
It's not a bad idea.
I'm going to go for the, I mean, they're right next to each other, so the bigger one and the little one next to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to double tap them with the force, just yeet yeet.
Okay.
41 for the first grenade, 33 for the second grenade.
Yeah, those are hits.
Cool. 34.
Okay.
And then the second one, 32.
34 and 32. So 66. Not bad. They are still functioning, but you got them twitching a little bit.
And then I'm going to scamper behind everyone else because I don't like these robots.
Okay.
Well, you're still inside of the little dumpster thing, so you could just duck down a little bit.
I'm just going to shut the lid.
It doesn't have a lid. It's open.
Fuck.
But.
Chubbs crouches and all you see poking over the edge is just the ears.
Yeah.
Next up after Chub Rub is Sawbone.
Cool, cool. I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and Hunter's Mark, the big one.
Okay.
And shoot it in the head.
Okay.
34.
That is a hit.
39
damages.
And it goes down one on the condition track.
Yes, it does. Okay. After Sawbone.
Ryla or Jer?
No. It's actually
the robot?
One of the robots.
Okay. Yeah.
And it is this one.
The one next to the big guy.
Yes. Is going to take a couple of shots at Sawbone. His first attack on you, Sawbone, was a 32.
Okay.
And his second attack was a 36. So the second one hits. So he hits you for 39 damage.
Cool, cool.
All right, next up is the droid in the other room, and that one is going to surge forward and attack the nearest target, which is Mark. He is going to rush up on you, and he going to give you that slap slap.
Mm-mm.
He's going to give you that double slap, that slappity slap.
With a handkerchief.
Okay, so the first attack is a 28.
I attempt to block.
Okay.
That's a 29.
Nice. Okay. So you successfully block. And the second one is a 26.
25.
Okay, so just barely no. So you block the first one, but then it comes in with a second one and gets you for 54 slashing damage.
Oh, that's a condition track.
That's a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
Can you paint us a word picture on the attack?
Yeah, it comes in with a slash on the first attack, but you manage to block it. And then it just goes right under your blade and stabs you right in the side.
I have 76 hit points left.
You're fine.
Does he move down on the condition track?
And he moves down on the condition track. Yeah, that's accurate.
So I have a negative one penalty.
But it is now your turn.
I am going to do a battle strike on that bitch. Okay. 25, so I will gain 2d6.
Three?
3d6. Because of scaling.
Yeah.
Oh, nat 20.
Son of a bitch.
Again?
Son of a bitch.
Hat trick?
Wow. And I'm watching his dice. They're not lying. Wow. All right,
so damage, here we go. 92 damage.
Jeez. Now, he hasn't taken any damage yet, but still.
Jared, do you have double attack yet?
I do.
Yeah. Get to hit him again, yeah.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, and you get to add your battle strike onto that, too, because of the way you're built.
Oh.
Because you haven't moved this turn, so you can get your second attack.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That
okay,
is true.
So I'll double attack then, yeah.
Yeah.
Roll again.
Forgot about that.
Fuck. I forgot you also had the double attack.
That is 31 to attack.
That's a hit.
45.
Yeah.
137, because it wasn't the first one.
37. 137 damage. 137 damage.
Yikes.
Oof.
It's a nice little chunk.
Good. I won't even need to attack that one.
Yeah. Brittany hasn't even gone yet. All right, it is your turn.
Is that robot gone? Down?
No, it's not down, but it has a couple of big-ass lightsaber fucking slices through it.
I'm just going to use my great saber because I already had it out from the last guy.
For sure.
I'll just attack him. 31?
31 hits.
38?
That's a good, solid hit.
Good slap.
Is he dead now?
This boy is just barely hanging on. It is on its last leg. Well,
it's always been
tail,
on its last leg if you think about it.
All right, and we are back around to the top with Kale.
I guess I'm going to blast on him.
If you want to throw a grenade, you got grenades, right?
I mean, I do have grenades.
Daniel's not the only one that got grenades.
It's a kind of a contained area.
Yeah, they're still in the elevator.
They're in the elevator. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a Granada. I never throw Granadas.
Wait, did the other one get to go? The big boy? I don't think he got to go.
Well, that wasn't his turn. Go ahead.
Goes last. Sorry. So he goes right before you.
So before you do
my
anything.
Bad. Yeah. My bad.
Wow.
My bad. That's my bad.
Hurts.
That's on me.
You did it.
That one's on me. Okay. What negatives, Ed, does your hunter's stuff give you or give him for attacking you? Is he going to attack you back?
He's just down on the condition track.
That's it? I thought there were other like things, like when he attacks you, he gets negatives?
I take minus 10 damage from him.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what it is. Cool. He is going to do a double blast on you with his rifle. The first one is for sure a miss, and the second one is also a hella miss. Cool. Caleb.
He missed?
He missed hard.
He whiffed hard.
Really, really hard.
Yeah, I'm going to drop kick a little grenade in there.
Okay.
I've got a few.
Yeah, what kind are you using?
What type of grenades? Yeah.
I think like a thermal.
You use a thermal? Okay.
Can I also like kick Sawbone out of the way so nobody gets hit by the blast outward?
Can I also
outward?
Kick Sawbone into the elevator?
No. I want to like drop kick him out of the way, you know, the hell, Charlie.
Or just ask me to move.
He's in the container, right?
No.
Sawbone's in the container.
Chubrub's
in the container.
Sawbone's off the side.
Oh,
is he in the blast zone?
No, we're all safe.
Okay, so I'm going to just drop that in there. What do I roll for that?
Yeah, roll an attack on a square.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
I just rolled a nat 20. That's four nat 20s in one session.
What kind of grenade are you throwing?
A thermal.
So that's six. That's, or it's 8d6 twice.
It's double damage.
Yeah,
it's double damage.
It's 16d6.
They did. They did.
Roll it.
I don't know. Roll it.
Roll it.
16d6?
Yeah.
Shit.
71
wow. damages. Okay, so that one's toast.
Which one was that?
The big one.
Okay, I have a fun thing for that.
Yeah, the big one is done for. And the smaller one, which hasn't taken quite as much damage, is definitely feeling the effects of that grenade, but is still kicking.
Hooray.
So it explodes, and the big one just blows up. And
shit, does it take the other one with him?
I mean,
they're like right next to each other.
Just there's like a bunch of shrapnel just bouncing around.
Yeah, just take another 10 away from the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Kale, at your feet, tumbles a power cell.
Intact?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a little damaged because it took some ion damage and that, but it is one that will work, but you still have.
I am very angry when I see that happen.
There's a nat 20 on that. It was a nat 20 on that one too. This one just happened to land in his feet?
Just happened to.
I pick it up and I say, I have the power cell. And then I turn into a very homoerotic muscular version of myself.
Which is different.
How?
Yeah, I guess because you're more muscular.
Yeah.
Okay. Classic.
All right, so you have a power cell, but you still have two droids that are attacking.
Run!
Looking a little bit worse for wear, yeah. But they're...
And you can take the big one out of that corner back there. He's donezo. He's in pieces.
I say we just throw some more thermal detonators in there and just walk away.
All right. Well, then I'm just going to grab the one that's still in the elevator that I already did damage to, and I'm just going to ping pong it around inside the elevator for a bunch of damage.
Yeah, okay. I think that was the one with the big one. So it's still the one that's fully in the elevator.
Yeah. So I'll use that roll. That's a 36 to just bong it around.
Yep.
32 damage.
Yeah, so you bounce it around that elevator, and it just, like, turns to shrapnel, essentially.
It just comes apart.
Just comes apart. You guys have done so much fucking damage to it that it literally just kind of falls to pieces.
Nice.
One more left.
I got one.
Last one, and it's Sawbones' turn.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're kind of firing past your homies.
He's got Deadeye.
Don't you have something that allows you to shoot past his homeboys?
Him and Caleb both have the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nothing. Just do it. Just take this bitch out.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
All right.
32.
That's a hit.
42 damage.
Yep.
He's fucked.
He blew screen.
Through his head and takes out the processor and shorts out the rest of it, and it just crumbles to the floor.
There's a perfectly good 3080 in there.
Very nice.
I need that. Shit.
It was a 3090.
No.
Yeah. All right. You guys are still missing one piece. Just give me perception checks.
Fuck yeah. Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Jesus Christ.
25.
Yeah, you're just getting mad Nat 20.
Okay.
So 26.
Sawbone walks into that elevator where the like exploded bits and pieces are of the one that Kale took out, and as well as all the bits and pieces of the one that Chubrub threw around the room. And while he doesn't find the exact missing piece, because it's thick on the speeder bikes, those little the flaps at the front, it's one of the steering flaps, he does find a piece of one of the robots that's almost the perfect shape and size. All right, you guys are done in this building, unless you want to look around more, but
nah.
Fuck it. You guys go back to the bikes. Give me some mechanics checks.
Chub Grub's got a mouth full of jerky while he does this. Looks like he's got some dip in his lip.
Oh, now I get a good roll.
31.
25.
24.
16.
29 for Chub Grub.
So you guys are able to take that metal piece from the droid and fix it to the bike.
And weld it to the bike.
Yep, and it works somehow. And you are able to take the power cell that is a little damaged, and you guys get it repaired since, I mean, everyone... Did everyone roll over a 25 on their mechanics?
Yeah.
I got a 16.
I got a 24.
You're still rummaging through the compartment on one of the perfectly fine working bike. Like,
this?
Yeah. And you're just pulling out, like, not parts of the bike that would dip, but, like, inside the cargo compartment in the back or whatever. Like, someone's you're just pulling belongings. Out, like, someone's stuff. Like, is this important?
That's an emergency, Jack.
Okay. Throw it away.
No, we need that.
Mark. That's the cargo hold.
Don't you talk to me.
Where did you get a tire iron? Yeah. There haven't been tires for like 300 years.
Pretty much. So you guys are able to then take the power cell, get it fixed, get it charged. You slap it into the bike. You guys now have three working bikes. Sordra, she gives Kale another kiss on the cheek as you guys get ready to take off.
Did she clean herself?
You're embarrassing me.
Does she smell like soap?
They're clean. They're fine.
Because I gave them soap.
Sure. Who's riding on which bike? Like, who's riding? Because obviously there's three bikes and five people. So some people are riding together. Someone's riding solo, I guess.
I call solo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because we're going to need to know this because we're going to stop.
Don't look at me like that.
Here in a second.
We know that it's going to be Mark and Kale on one and Chabrub and Sabo on the other.
Okay.
And then Ryla on her own.
Yep. Let's go, guys.
He's riding backwards and I'm driving.
Okay. Why is he sitting on your lap?
Like that music video. It's the Kanye West music video.
But smart for you to drive because you actually have pilot.
Oh, no, I should be driving.
No.
Hey, Kale, maybe I should be driving.
Don't you have a swoop bike on the ship we could be using for this?
Yep, and that was, if someone remembered, you guys could have gotten that and we could have avoided this whole thing.
I almost said it, but I thought it was part of the...
He didn't want to mess up the mission that you had laid out.
Yeah, I thought that was in the mission.
In my notes, it's like, here's this thing that we can do. Otherwise, hopefully someone will remember that there's a swoop bike and we can just bypass all of it.
It was fun, though.
I like the idea that we all start on our way and I go, the swoop bike!
And then I smack them.
But I will say this. So you're on these speeder bikes. They have blasters, right? Your swoop bike does not.
But so you're saying we're going to need blasters.
Well, just you'll have them when you
get
when you need them.
Go into the space battle.
I can duct tape blasters to my swoop bike. It's not a big deal.
Johnson and Johnson.
So you guys take off towards the coordinates, and obviously we're not going to get to it today, but you guys arrive at the crashed ship, and we'll pick up there next time.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.